In the wake of the assassination of former Lebanese Prime Minister Rafik Hariri, social justice activists in Beirut are organizing a grassroots campaign under the banner of No to War and Racism, Yes for Secular Democracy, to respond to the increasingly racist political language of the opposition campaign aimed at the disproportionately impoverished Shia Muslim population, the estimated 1 million Syrian workers in Lebanon, and the over 500,000 Palestinians living in the country. Lebanon's political opposition has become a major force within the country after capitalizing on the assassination of Hariri and the popular sentiment against the presence of 15,000 Syrian troops in the country. I had the opportunity to speak with Hassan Makram, a media activist based in Lebanon with the Beirut Independent Media Center, who speaks about the current grassroots campaign against racism in Lebanon and provides perspectives on how the current political crisis is rooted in the recent history of popular social movements in a country barely reconstructed after a 15-year-long civil war and where upwards of 40% of the population live below the poverty level.
Ever since the assassination of Hariri, there were numerous demonstrations heading towards downtown Beirut. The majority of these demonstrations at the beginning were people who wanted to protest the return of violence and killings starting last year. But unfortunately, the opposition took advantage of this and started changing the focus of the demonstrators from the end of violence towards something that would fit more into their agenda. And this is not to say that people did not want Syria out, but already there are differences in the opposition that are showing what most of the fears of the people were. Following these demonstrations, the Hezbollah decided to put a show of force, saying that not everyone in Lebanon had the same idea about Syria. I think what had started out as something spontaneous has now become a fight between both the opposition's camp and the loyalist camp into who has more numbers. Looking at Hezbollah's demonstration, there was more than 500,000 people at that demonstration last Tuesday. And yesterday, during the opposition's demonstration, there were, I would say, around 1 million people. The problem that everyone sees is that the demonstrations are split across sectarian lines, religious sectarian lines. The demonstration of Hezbollah was definitely mostly Shia. The demonstration of the opposition has a majority Christian and Sunni. So this is one of the main problems we see. The demonstration today at Tuaukar, where the American embassy is something that has been organized by the other loyalists who are supportive of Syria. That includes the Ba'ath party and some other parties.
Now, you mentioned that in response to the death of Rafik Hariri, there was protests to call for the end of violence, and that this was something that perhaps did not begin with his assassination, but something that has been continuing throughout this past year, let's say increased violence within the country. So can you maybe expand on that?
Last year was a very high point in pressure against the government. There was a slight resurgence of the labor movement. It culminated in a big demonstration in May, where the majority of the inhabitants of the poverty belt around Beirut demonstrated against rising fuel prices. At that time, the Lebanese army shot and killed at very close range 5 demonstrators, and this has, you know, also led to a backlash from some nationalists saying that we have to protect the army and we have to protect the state. And the majority of those are now in the opposition's camp. They were joined by some of the left, especially the Democratic Left Movement and the Progressive Socialist Party, who accepted completely the agenda of the right by calling for the protection of the state and protection of the Lebanese army. This is what happened exactly at the recent demonstrations. The tens of thousands of people who came out the first day were not thinking of protecting the army or of supporting the state that Hariri has built and was, for the past 15 years, has created between 30 and 40% unemployment. There's a huge debt, which is around $40 billion, and many, many social problems.
Maybe can you speak specifically about those demonstrations last May in terms of providing a context? I'm wondering, can you draw any links between the economic policies of Rafik Hariri in the post-Civil War construction period and these demonstrations that have been taking place in the country throughout the past year? Is there a correlation between the two?
I think there's a very big correlation. There's a gap between the rich and the poor is increasing very rapidly. Current figures show that at least 80% of Lebanese capital is owned by 5% of the population. This might be a little bit exaggerated, but the figures are very close to that. There was a very big resurgence, like I said, and I think if we look at what's happening now carefully, many of the parties in the opposition are espouse a racist and a bigoted ideology against the Palestinians and now against the Muslims and the Shia in particular. This resurgence of some working class activity has led this opposition to divert the struggle from a struggle for economic justice into a struggle against what they see as impure elements in the Lebanese society, starting with the Syrian workers who, until now, one of the ILAF website, which is a conservative pro-American website, has said that there were 9 murders of Syrian workers. There are estimates that say it might be much more. Every day there are 3 or 4 or 5 very serious clashes between Muslims and Christians in many areas of the country. Last Saturday, a Syrian shop owner was stabbed to death close to Tariq Jdidi, which is a majority Sunni area and which is also close to the Palestinian camps in Beirut. So looking at that, the picture doesn't look very, very bright. Hopefully something can be done about this, and this is why we have decided to start a campaign against racism and against religious sectarianism.
Now, in terms of the way that the current political situation in Lebanon is being presented in the media here in North America, there is a tendency very much to present things across sectarian lines, while at the same time there is this claim that the opposition is a uniting force, that the opposition is bringing together various factions which feuded during the Civil War, and that there is a unity in calling for Syrian withdrawal. Now, do you think that this is the case in terms of the opposition?
I think Syrian withdrawal has a lot of support in Lebanon. I think the majority of Lebanese do not like the way that the Syrians are controlling the country. But the problem that we see now is that this is not a unifying force. It is very clear that there are representatives of certain religious sects who are calling for the opposition's demonstrators. Even their rhetoric towards the Shia, they're telling them that, you know, you have to join us and not go with Hezbollah. There has been some articles in the newspapers by some of the leaders of the opposition saying that, you know, uncivilized Shia go with Hezbollah and we're waiting for civilized Shias to join us. It's a very, very highly bigoted rhetoric that's been happening in the country. It doesn't mean that the opposition is not diverse religiously, but it does not include all the religious denominations. And at the same time, our struggle for the past 15 years has been to remove the system of religious confessionalism because it diverts from the real issues in society and it does not allow anyone who does not belong to these sects or does not claim to be part of these sects to be involved in the political scene in the country.
Now, could you maybe provide us your perspective on the role that Hezbollah is playing in the country, and more importantly, the demands that they expressed at last week's demonstration, the primary one being a call for an end to U.S. intervention in the region? From your perspective, can you maybe speak about that?
There are two things we need to look at. There is the part of the rhetoric that's against American intervention, but unfortunately, Hezbollah has decided to play the sectarian game by calling for the Tuesday demonstration and putting the Tuesday demonstration as a show of force against other religious sects in the country. What they said is that we represent a very large minority. We have to be represented in the confessional system of the country. Unfortunately, this is what Hezbollah is saying internally in terms of local politics. And what this could mean is that after the Shia had been out of the 1943 pact that formed Lebanon, now they're saying that we have our political representatives and we want to become part of this pact. And this pact itself is a pact to distribute the political offices in the country among the various religious sects. So on one hand, I don't see this as a very positive development, because it seems that Hezbollah has now decided to become a player in the game that the opposition has been trying to impose for the past year.
Just one final question. Can you maybe provide for us your perspective as a social justice activist in Beirut on the current situation? How should progressive communities here in North America be viewing the current political situation, and what types of things are you involved in locally?
I don't think we should be taking sides between the loyalists and the opposition. They both represent the interests of the ruling class. That's very clear. They are both made up of the former warlords. They come from the feudal families, and they are part of the new capitalist elite in the country that was brought in by Hariri. That the camps are divided, but they are only divided inside the ruling class. Looking at it from a different perspective, we see that what's happening now is that we're pitting the poor against the poor in order to gain some advantage for one side or the other. Our main concern at this moment is the increasing wave of racism and of bigotry that is gripping the country. There's not 1 hour passes without us hearing about an incident where someone is attacked or accosted or spat on. I've had a friend of mine, I was walking with a friend of mine in downtown a couple of days ago. He was wearing a Palestinian keffiyeh, and someone told him that he has to remove this because this is not Lebanese. So this whole atmosphere is actually what is leading us to focus on the issue of racism and on the issue of trying to find ways to defuse the sectarian conflict that's happening right now.
You have been listening to an interview with Ghassan Makram, a media activist based in Lebanon with the Beirut Independent Media Center, who spoke about the current grassroots campaign against racism in Lebanon organized by social justice activists, while also providing perspectives on how the current political crisis in Lebanon is rooted in the recent history of popular social movements. In a country barely reconstructed after a 15-year-long civil war, and where upwards of 40% of the population live below the poverty level. To get more information on the current political situation in Lebanon, visit the Beirut Indie Media Center online at beirut.indymedia.org. That's beirut.indymedia.org. This interview was recorded and produced for CKUT Radio in Montreal by Stefan Christophe.